Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The deadline for horse owners to participate in the upcoming equine survey is fast approaching. It's Friday, a week, February 17th. Jill Stowe, an assistant professor in the UK Ag Economics Department, will be involved in later stages of the data gathering. The big deal right now is to involve as many horse owners as possible, even those with even one animal.
The horse industry, of course, is one of Kentucky's signature industries, and a comprehensive survey of this sort has not been done since 1977, and so we really don't have any good data on the equine industry.
NAS, the National Ag Statistics Service's Kentucky field office, will take the lead in data collection. Stowe says the Kentucky horse community is providing as much support as possible.
The project is rolling along really well. We've been visiting different equine groups all across the state and think that we will get a really good response to the survey.
They're asking all owners of horses, even just one, to participate by submitting their name, address, and phone number.
Pretty shortly after they send their information in, NAS will call them and collect some very basic information, how many horses they have, what type of facility they have, just to help put their sample into different groups. That's not the actual survey itself, but it's just some preliminary work that NAS needs to do in order to set up the sample.
We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Horse industry leaders like Jill Stowe, involved with UK's equine initiative, are extremely pleased that the equine survey is happening. Data can be used for anything from economic development efforts to smarter public policy.
Someone might have one or two horses in the backyard and be a pleasure rider, but they purchase feed, they purchase fencing. You know, they have a horse trailer, they ride on public lands.
Stowe is convinced that equine survey data will mean growth in the industry.
I've had calls from a few people across the state who either are interested in expanding a business or starting a business, and they want to know how many horses are in the area to know if it can support their business. Right now, we don't have that type of information, but after the survey, we will.
A fairly easy way to participate is to go online to KentuckyHorse.org, the Horse Council's website. There's a link at the top of the page. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.